The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
And welcome to my brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? I'm Travis McElroy, and we've got a challenge this week. That's right.
Oh.
We're spending the next 1,000 hours trapped in this box.
Oh, shit. How many buttons are in the box, Trav Nation?
There's over 10 million buttons in this box.
And when I press one, will my mom and dad pour rubber worms on me?
That'll happen, and if you press the wrong one, someone on Earth will die.
All right.
Welcome to the Max Fun Drive.
Wait, I didn't even say my name, did I?
No, go ahead.
I'm Griffin McElroy, and I'm playing the flute to get your rats and kids to run away because it's time to pay the piper.
Yes, Max Fun Drive means it's time to dig into your... Now, Travis, something occurred to me when you were talking about...
Yeah, what? What's that, Justin? What is it that you need?
This is the first Max Fun Drive where our failure... Or success.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a simple question of, it's not my fault. Like before last year when we didn't do as much
when
we were quite
when
hoping
we didn't
for.
Overdo. Right? We did great. Then we didn't do super great.
Right.
Like that was all of us failing.
Right. But this time.
I feel like if we don't hit our Max Fun Drive goals this year, then it is a reflection on Trap Nation vis-a-vis being a failed state.
Oh, boy.
Not only that, we can look at certain heuristics and be like, Travis, Trav Nation up in the Pacific Northwest, that whole region, it's underperforming. You need to drop a fortress in there. You need to...
First year that we can check the Trav Nation GDP. That's what you're telling me.
Exactly.
Okay.
And GDP means good darn podcasts, and that's what we've tried to bring you all year long. And now we ask you to please support that content by joining the Max Fun Network, which you can do for just $5 a month. Now, if you do it for $5 a month, there's a bajillion hours of bonus content over there's a lot. I counted it up last year, and it actually took me too long to count it. That's how much there is. It's wild.
For my brother and me, me and Justin and Griffin designs a one-shot RPG based off of Plato's Rave. We did a Plato's Rave one-shot, designed it.
For Taz this year, the three of us DM at the same time for our one dad, who then goes through Plato's Rave, the RPG experience. It's
y'all,
next
I'm
level.
Not kidding.
It's very good.
Not kidding. I think it's the best podcast we've ever made.
Yeah.
As a two-parter, it is our black album.
We've also got, Pranky Doodle Dandy is in there. Yeah. If you're not a member already, you don't even know what the fuck that means. You got to get down on Pranky Doodle Dandy.
Adventures on Mercer.
All Max Fun shows. All have this from all the years, and that's for $5 a month. And listen, I'll just mention this because I don't. At $10 a month, you're gonna get all that stuff and a pin. And the pins this year, these enamel pins, they're back. Pins are back, and they are
choice.
Adorable.
Yeah.
So cute. I love all of our pins this year. You've got to check them out.
But more than that, you'll be proving to the haters that the trawler is strong. That's a Travis.
Whoa.
The trawler? We got to prove that the trawler is strong. A lot of people out of here are saying that it's completely worthless, that it's just like printed out on paper and you can only spend it at Travis stores for Travis merch. And that's simply not true. It's just that it does take a lot of trawlers to equal $1. And if we could bump that up a little bit, I think that would really help with some of our infrastructure problems.
Sure.
If I'm being honest.
You know, boys, I was talking to Terry last night, Terry Gross. And just sort of talking about
some
sort of.
I hate
it
when you call her that, by the way. It's a really mean nickname.
Well, I was talking to Terry, and Terry was like, yeah, it's important when you're doing a pledge drive to make the people who might support you sound like machines or royal subjects.
Feeder bars.
Terry said that. So we're in the clear so far with this particular drive break.
The main thing is that your pledge is not just buying a gift. That's a little thank you. The money goes to help make these shows possible. These are how we feed our family and clothe our kids and pay
protect ourselves from our enemies. Shore up our borders.
Right.
Everybody always talks about how cool our moat is, and moats don't pour themselves.
They do not.
The Trav Army isn't going to shoe itself. I need you to help me buy shoes for the Trav Army.
We're
the low gang's coming for me, guys. I don't know how to tell you guys this. I've seen some storms on the horizon. We've gotten some messenger birds. I'm terrified.
Okay. Yeah. We were able to do this important work because of your support. And it really does mean the world to us. And if you can go to MaximumFun.org/join and join up at 5, 10, whatever feels comfortable, there are higher levels. And we'll talk about those later. But if you could do that right now while you're thinking about it, then you hear these pledge drive breaks, you just space out. You know what I mean? Or feel superior, even more so.
You can also upgrade if you're already a Max Fund member and you're like, oh, I want to go from 5 to 10 this year and show even more support. You can do that as well. It all counts.
Or if you're driving in your car, you can roll the windows down, turn the volume way up, and drive real slow by bystanders on the street.
Yeah.
That's also super duper helpful.
That helps share the message. And we've got some bonus goals ourselves that we'll tell you about later. But right now, enough of the shilling. Time for the killing.
Killing?
Like killing it. Like
the both of you got there so fast, so effortlessly.
Yeah.
This is an advice show still. And we are going to continue to help people.
Whether you like it or not.
No, hopefully you do like it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've recently started going to a new gym, one with classes, so everyone comes and leaves at the same time. It's CrossFit, but not CrossFit.
A class system. That's terrible.
There are a lot of supportive high fives during the workout to and from each other. We love this. Whenever I'm leaving class, I usually lift my hand to wave goodbye to everybody. Every time, without fail, someone thinks I'm going for a high five, and I am in this awkward situation where I'm denying one a high five for the good of the group in my goodbye. How do I make my waves less high-fivable? This is the level, just in case you're wondering, this is the level we can help with.
Yeah,
this is so perfect for us.
Right. Yeah, this is exactly where we can assist.
This is from Waving By in Wisconsin, sent this one in. I don't know why Justin doesn't read the name sometimes.
Because he was just so inspired. Sorry, did you just flip Griffin off? Sorry, was there?
Listen. If I slip one of you two a cold one mid show, that's not for them.
That's right. Probably not going to get the video clip edit
because of
on
the support
TikTok.
Of our Max Fun supporters, we've been able to do a lot more video content, which means now I get to see because Justin has to do on camera when he flips one of us off.
Yeah,
it's
he makes
for you. Not everything is for them.
It's especially
I need you to know and not them to know.
It's an undertone to the flavor of the energy of the recording of the podcast, and now we all get to be a part of it because of the support you've shown in the Max Fun.
Thank you for letting me know when my brother flips off my other brother. I've been thinking about Lost a lot lately. It's not important why, but you could do a Charlie move and just write on your hand like not a high five.
That's
when
cool.
You hold it up, people know
that would be moving.
I mean.
Now they're all thinking of Lost and just crying in the CrossFit, you know?
I will say it's got to be a tattoo because otherwise you're going to sweat that right off. And that is going to be...
Get your splats and you splat it right off your...
Splat right off your body.
I splatted in my ding-ding palm.
There is a moment at the end of the gym I go to at the end of the classes where they're like, and now if you want, fist bump your neighbor. It's very like if the spirit of Christ is moving you, come on down to the pulpit. But like everybody always fist bumps. I have started
to
write
you
and bump it with you also. I've started drying my knuckles off when the timer hits like 59 minutes and 30 seconds. Like if I see that hit, I'm like, here it goes. I don't want to give someone a wet fist.
Do you remember back, there was a time, I can't remember the setup for it, but in our days of being church-going youths, where I think you just turned and shook hands with everybody around you.
Yeah, that's pretty common at pretty much every church.
I remember reaching a certain age, though, where it became so strangely ironic. Like, I think I was just shaking hands with, like, Justin and Griffin. Like, yeah, guys, good job being here. We're doing it, man. It
was we were really set up to fail in that one part of church. The rest of church we were great at.
Everything else was church.
There's a couple our highest endorsement.
You could do a couple different, like, a tip of the cap, do two-finger salute. Like,
someone, an overeager beaver might see that and be like, ramping up to a high five. He's got two fingers up there. Let's get those other three piggies wiggling and let's get a five going.
Is there a Disney point version of a high five or like a wave, Justin? Just holding up two fingers, like Scouts
of Honor? Two fingers, like Walt used to
like
do.
One of your competitors in the Hunger Games just died.
Maybe you could get a call and response going, like that is your classic exit. So your classic exit doesn't need to be a wave because it's like, hey, everybody, great job today. Zoot suit riot. And then they're like, riot.
Yeah,
it's
for
that's
sure.
Your goodbye. That's how so you do goodbyes.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah.
God, if I could pull that off. Hey, you know how for a long time kids were doing the... can I get a hiya? You know that
no, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
I do. Justin, I do, because we're hip
thank
and
you,
trendy.
Travis. Okay. And anyway, is a thing that is actually
I don't think it's hiya, though. I don't think that was it.
It's yes, but it's like hiya. It's like very annoying, right? It's this very annoying noise, but it is this bizarre call and response that you saw the Gen Z kids doing for a little bit, and you can still squeeze one out where someone just says, can I get a hiya? In public, and then everybody responds.
It's nostalgic.
Who's in on it?
Awesome.
So this is what I'm saying.
Zuzu, right?
I think we need a Gen X version, which is you're in public and you hear someone call Zoot Suit Riot. Anybody within earshot has to call back Riot. I think that would be
cool.
A lot of fun.
You know, I'm like wicked not in the Generation X.
I know, but like, there's a lot of stuff for you, you know?
Yeah, that's
not
a good
everything
point.
Needs to be for you.
That's true. Renting
is for you?
Yeah, that's us. We practically invented
it. Tell me some other things, Griffin, as a Gen Xer that you feel ownership of.
Oh, man. Starbucks.
Yeah. Are bird scooters yours?
Yes. Grunge music is huge for us.
How often do they do new generations?
Why just about every generation, I would say.
How often do they do? We were all born within 7 years of each other. What generation would you say I am?
I think you're borderline millennial Gen X. I think Travis and I are pretty squarely millennial.
You think Travis is millennial?
Yeah, baby.
I mean,
borderline Gen X.
I think I'm Gen Z, frankly. I don't
speak on that. I knew I'd get you.
I'm just saying that, like, the year I was born.
I knew
born,
I'd get you. Welcome.
Right
fucking,
into a snare.
Like, you Winnie the Pooh right into that pot, baby. I knew you'd come around.
If you're just talking about the year I was born, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's talk about the year in which I live.
It's a feeling.
Do you guys know what our children's generation is?
Gen Alpha.
Henry Lurd is, he's an alpha, and he will not let that go. Just march around the house. Excuse me. I'm Generation Alpha.
I'm terrified of the day that my eldest learns that, because she also, after she learned her astrological sign, now often refers to herself as a scorpion. She doesn't care about that part.
Like, I'm the alpha scorpion.
The alpha scorpion. When that happens, I've lost all control.
You can't raise the alpha scorpion.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How am I coming back from that?
We couldn't together in a My Three Dads scenario at the
raise
height of
one
our powers,
alpha scorpion. Yeah.
Raise an alpha scorpion.
Hey, do you all want to go to the wizard's house?
More than
with
anything.
Me? Okay.
I got to get back to Kansas.
Take off your shoes.
Whoa.
That's not...
The wizard's into toes?
I mean, it's... Yeah, the wizard's really into toe stuff. Brian sent this in. Thank you, Brian. It's how to stop a wedding. We've all seen the movies where a person halts a wedding in progress in order to get back the one they truly love. In reality, stopping a wedding is a much more serious undertaking. It involves
Hold on. Slow down, WikiHow. You're telling me that in real life... Stopping a wedding is way more serious than when I see someone like Owen Wilson do it on the big screen?
Yeah, it's slightly more serious. It involves a lot of thought and planning and taking an honest look at your motives and intentions. If you truly believe the couple shouldn't be together and you believe you're justified in doing so, we have some suggestions for going about stopping a wedding with logic and legal action.
Don't.
God spoke to me. God spoke to me in a dream. It is my responsibility, and I think that I'm justified in doing so, to stop this union. So, step one, approaching the couple. Consider your motivations.
Hmm.
You're in love with one of them. You don't need it. There's more here, but like, you're in love with one of them.
You're in love with one of them.
You're in love with both of them.
You may be in love with both of them.
Yeah.
But you
are. Or neither of them. There's so many options.
Or half of each of them.
Yeah. A third party, not related, but affected by the wedding.
I'm in love with their left bottom corner and the.
I'm in love with the officiant, and this seems a good time to kind of push them out of the way, step in there, just hijack their wedding.
Talk with family members or other people involved in the wedding to find out if someone else feels similarly. You gotta get trying to take this on solo is no good.
Yeah, you have to build a confederacy. A confederacy is what you have to build, a conspiracy against the wedding.
Yes. How do you broach that subject without knowing the answer already? Like, hey,
it's into this.
Hey, wouldn't it be wild if someone had a good reason to stop the wedding? I'm not. Me? No. I know I wrote all those poems and songs and stuff, but wouldn't it, like, what do you think about the wedding?
Even for WikiHow, this is unfathomable. Like, these are mostly going to be strangers to you.
Yeah.
So you are literally like, tap, tap, tap. So, Aunt Doris, was it? do you think that this... is going to go down or what?
Hey, where are you at? Todd's your nephew. You any dirt on him?
Yeah. Which one do you... or which team are you on? Have you chosen a side yet?
Usually you just find the one who's outside smoking a cigarette. No one really smokes anymore. And so if you see someone outside a wedding smoking a cigarette, they are basically asking someone to come and conspire to stop this wedding.
Oh, man, but can you imagine if you go out there and you're looking for, like, a future father-in-law or some kind of powerful ally, and you get up there and it's like, oh, it's like a step-second uncle or something, like, oh, man.
Yeah, you need blood ties to
I don't know how much influence he's going
to
have on this scenario.
Somebody with juice.
You
need, like, the groom's mom. Like, that's the power you need. That's the kind of power you need to channel.
But, like, two ushers? Unless it's Usher. If Usher is there?
If Usher is there, yes.
Although, you get two, let's say this, you get two ushers, the amount of Joker-like chaos you can now weave into this wedding by having them ush, like, come on, Grandma, this way, back row, wrong side. Come on, Grandma, this way, Grandma, into this bathroom. Click, lock. We can't start the wedding. Because the two ushers have kidnapped Grandma.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
It should work, though.
The
meet with the bride and groom.
The rings.
Eat the rings.
Eat the rings. Eat the rings.
Yeah.
But if you're not.
You just eat the rings.
How do you get the rings?
How do you do any of this, Trav? I'm an ideas guy.
I see. Eat the Grandma.
You're a logistics guy. Griffin's the XO. I'm the ideas guy.
Okay. Justin's the body man.
I'm the face.
When someone has to do a flip to stop the wedding, Justin's going to be there for us.
Yeah. He won't do the flip, but he'll say, somebody do a flip.
Someone, please.
Quick, someone. Remember when that guy, remember when we were all in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And it was nighttime, and we were walking around, and that guy walked up to us out of nowhere. This man walked up to us. And said, I do something the whole family can enjoy.
Yeah.
Backflips.
And us children were like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And he did it. And it was really good.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool. Life is beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful
It happens in the in-between.
It's
when you
true.
Think about it, it's not about the destination or the journey. It's about the pit stops.
It happens in the upside down. Yeah. Meet with the bride and groom privately to talk. Go directly to the couple-to-be and calmly discuss why you believe their wedding should be stopped. I'm going to actually veto WikiHow on this one for this reason. For this reason, if they know that someone is conspiring, then they're going to start counter-conspiring to take you down before. And I'll tell you, in the wedding, like, venue in the wedding sphere.
Yeah.
Bride and groom are two of the most powerful and influential figures.
Yeah. If one of them flat out refuses, it's going to be difficult for it to proceed.
Now, it's going to get nastier if it proceeds.
Yeah.
You can,
yeah, that's true.
You might be able to do a little bit like, hey, mom said that if you said it was cool, like go to the bride and groom separately and be like, hey, she seems not super enthused about that. What about that? Yeah.
I think this is suggesting you do these things well before the wedding.
Oh, okay.
Address your concerns one-on-one.
Is the best hope there that you go to one of them and they're like, okay, thank you. Somebody said it. I didn't know what to do about
this.
Now
listen, if you talk one of them out of getting married, you break the other one's heart, that's not going to feel good.
Mm. No.
But I'll say, risk reward, if you convince both of them independently, well, then you've done your good deed, right? This was not meant to be. You were a blessing in this situation, because if that subtle manipulation can bring all the house of cards down,
for sure.
Okay,
what's it going to make?
This is what you need. You're in love. Let's say you're in love with participant one, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You need to find somebody who's in love with participant two.
Yes.
Now you're not breaking up a marriage. You're multiplying a marriage.
Midsummer's night.
It was going to be one marriage. Now
it's two. You've blessed the marriage.
More money.
Well done.
More money for the wedding industry.
More money for the
more
wedding
gifts.
People.
More guests. Everybody wins.
I got to circle back to step two: is meet with the bride privately and groom privately to talk. Step three is address your concerns one on one. So in this scene goes, "Hi, hey, what did you need, Jeremy?
Yeah, tell us all about it."
Well, I think you guys should not get married. Oh no, Jeremy, we're gonna get married. Yeah, we're definitely gonna get married. Okay, I need to talk to just you. You can
not about that. Not about that. It's about something else.
Not about that. Not about that. Not about that. Not about that. It's a Dune 2 spoilers, and you haven't seen it yet. So why don't you go wait in the hallway, and then afterwards, you guys switch places, and I just do him. But it's different.
Or you come out after the participant one, and they say, "Okay, is it my turn?" No. That won't be necessary.
No.
I think I've got it handled pretty good. Actually,
they answered my question.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Step four, convince the couple to wait a year. You know, the weather. If someone had come to us in our winter wedding that was supposed to be quite warm, according to the farmer's useless, shitty almanac, was supposed to be a beautiful, great, a good point, Travis, and instead ended up being about 9 degrees, and our grandma...
Only on that one day, too. Before 73, day after 73, day of 9.
Day of cold.
In Texas.
If someone said, wait a year, it'll be like 71 next year. Probably still wouldn't have done it because it's been pretty kick-ass to be married. And I can't even pretend like I would do that. But this might work for you. Suggest a fake wedding. That won't work for you.
How does that sales pitch go?
Well, something like this. Discuss holding a wedding celebration, but without the minister and paperwork. No one else has to know it's not legally binding, and everyone can still enjoy themselves. This may satisfy a couple looking forward to the event and festivity, but avoid any trouble later with divorce lawyers if it doesn't end well.
What cool.
Okay.
What the
ultimate,
fuck have you
the
done?
The ultimate prenup. The ultimate.
I would argue, but I think I can make a strong case, that this is actually a harder sales pitch than just canceling the wedding.
I would also say, man, if you have a big ceremony about how you're going to be together forever, and then all your friends and family are there and they see you do that, in my book, that's pretty married. I mean, that's extreme.
Yeah,
I don't know
point.
What you're trying to prevent. That is not that exact situation. Is it just a legal issue? Like, I kind of thought you were in love with one.
You
of them.
Also then are having to begin the sales pitch to these two participants with, hey, let's face it, you guys are probably going to get divorced, right? Well, have I got a life hack for you?
Yeah. Get divorced. I also like the do it without a minister and paperwork. I mean, yeah. But someone's going to have to get up there, my man. Someone is going to have to get up there and be like, oh, by the power vested in me by the United States of America, these guys are going for it. Yahoo!
Yosemite Sam?
Yeah, that's right. Taking other action. One, call out the lies.
Thank you.
If you know the wedding is a fraud or there are legal reasons the wedding could not go through
legal
as planned.
Legal reasons
the wedding should not go through as planned, you have at least 28 days to take legal action. Couples must let a registrar know of their decision to get married, and the registrar is required to make that information public for at least 28 days. What's this gonna do? The image is someone at county court and talking to someone behind a desk who looks like really entertained by this sales pitch. What could they possibly be saying?
Now,
hey,
listen.
She's actually in love with me.
We are assuming that the motives here are love, but there's also a possibility of like,
we confirmed that earlier.
But
on
you're a detective, right? And
you know
this person is like an international jewel thief, smuggler, scam artist who's posing to marry this dowager and steal all her jewels.
Yeah.
Now, what's that, boys? Your tone has shifted. They're a hero for breaking up this wedding.
Well, I mean, I'm not here to bust someone's grift wide open. What are you talking about? If they're running a clean grift. If they're trying to scoot off with boomer jewels,
If it's a clean grift for boomer jewels and the bodies ain't piling, I say go for it. Yeah. If you're not stacking corpses and you're clean swindling
those
boomer
jewels. Those things are insured.
A clean swindle. Boomer jewels are insured.
Boomer
at the banks
insure
the boomer jewels.
Swindle away.
Swindle your hearts
away.
Out.
Just don't pile up bodies.
No bodies piling up.
That's how you get the law sniffing
yeah,
around.
You know, then the McRoy brothers have to intervene.
Yep. Follow the money. If the couple are relying on both or one of their parents to support the wedding, you may want to try to stop the money source so the wedding will be called off. If you have legal reasons, again, share this with the parents and let them know how they may be financially supporting a harmful situation. If there aren't legal reasons, you can still voice other concerns and attempt to stop the money flow.
How is it fucking possible? Like, these steps are getting so much harder.
Yeah.
You have now gone from, like, talk to them, try to talk them out of it, to, like, Sun Tzu Art of War levels of like they have three distinct sources of support. We cut the columns out from underneath them.
Hey, so you're Deborah's poppy. Listen, he's an international thief known as the crayfish, and you're gonna need to get in there and put a stop to this. There will be some danger, but don't worry, the bodies haven't started piling up. But
it's a clean one.
I need you to help me take down the crayfish. I've been hunting him for years.
Now you could also go to Poppy and say, Poppy, you follow crypto?
Okay.
And then Poppy's like, what are you talking about? And you're like, you know how you've got like 15K and you're going to do that for the wedding?
No. Wait, Griff. Now, when they say, what are you talking about? You have to say, never mind.
Never mind.
No. I'll be Poppy.
Okay.
It's like future money stuff. Don't worry. Like,
You say crypto. That makes sense.
Sorry, can you be more clear with your...
How old is Poppy?
Now I remember. Yeah, I saw that in Time magazine.
You know computers?
I've dabbled.
They're doing money now, so...
Oh, you're kidding. I do my banking.
Let Poppy finish chewing, and then you can have this conversation with
her. Yes, I do my banking online, yes.
Oh, you do? Shit. This is different than that. I want to show you a very cool picture of a car, and it has a gorilla in it. And
if you give me
all the wedding money, I'll put it in this gorilla, and then it'll be worth twice
don't
as
be
much.
Ridiculous! I've already sunk 17 boomer jewels into this thing, and those are non-refundable.
You don't have those insured with the government?
No. Is that what crypto is for?
Wait a second. Did you just say all 17 boomer jewels? Because if someone gets all 17 boomer jewels, they get the power.
That'd be unstoppable.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no. Dr. Robotnik got all the boomer jewels.
And the rings are missing.
Oh, shit. Okay. Waiting it out. Void the marriage after the wedding. You can use an annulment to legally cancel out the marriage.
Wait, you
can't.
I don't think there's a third-party annulment.
Yeah, this article is written in second person, and you have to remember that. You can't just throw a you out there like that.
It's great. I think this would be a funny prank if you're like, how's your, how you guys like it being married? I annulled you.
I guess what, you get to do it again because I annulled it.
Wait for the marriage to fail down the road. If the couple's fairly young and it's their first marriage, there's a 40% chance the marriage will end in divorce.
That's not quite, by the way, WikiHow, how to stop a wedding.
Well, it will stop.
No, they failed.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point.
This is a consolation prize at best.
40%, I think those numbers are getting better. So whatever we all are doing to keep our wedding, our marriages strong.
I think fewer people are getting married is what what has happened. Hey. That would be my guess. Whatever it takes to make that all-important number get lower.
I would love 0%. I think we all think that would be the ideal circumstances.
Okay. Well,
only cool people get married to other cool people in happy, cool weddings.
But somewhere there's a divorce lawyer saying, hey, but wait. But what do I do now? I have all these books.
Sorry, you craven vulture.
No, I'm just trying to
help. No, sorry. Picking at the bones of society.
No, I just help people navigate.
I haven't been hunting the vulture, Griffin. That's a different jewel thief. I've been hunting the crayfish.
The crayfish. That's a different one. Sorry. And then step three is move on.
That should have been step one, WikiHow.
Oh, look, you already, you skip right to it. Just stop. Cut it out.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Max Fun Drive?
Yeah, man. Really? Yeah, I think we should, man.
Can I talk about some additional rewards we have planned when we hit certain levels?
Oh, I would love to hear some of those, Travis.
At 3,000 new and upgrading Max Fun members, Fungalore will hear your wishes live.
Wow.
We legally can't say that they'll all come true.
No, that's not what Fungalore is about. But Fungalore will hear your wishes live. What does that mean? When we hit 3,000, you will find out.
Fungalore will hear your wishes live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fungalore will hear your wishes.
Fungalore will hear your wishes live.
Now, doesn't that happen every time you wish to Fungalore?
Yeah, but now it'll be live.
Yes, it does.
Now it's live.
It always is live, but this is also live.
But this is also that. Yeah. And it's,
at 6,000, we will release a bonus Starfield Monster Factory just for Max Fun members. Do you guys want to...
Scuzz Lightyear was our first attempt to play Starfield back before it was functional as a entertainment product. And so we did one episode with Scuzz, and then we put him back in the Disney vault until a later date.
I think, hey, let's ramp the stakes up right now. I think this is okay. Let's try something new, okay? Scuzz Lightyear's already been recorded, right?
Yeah.
If we don't hit 6,000, we delete it.
We'll kill Scuzz Lightyear.
No. We'll delete all copies of the video. There we go. Now the stakes are there. Yeah, like that.
At 9,000, we will write and illustrate a WikiHow article on a topic chosen by our staff, and we'll post it on our website.
And maybe on WikiHow.
If they allow, we'll submit it.
We will try.
12,000, we're going to do a 6 thumbs, 1 heart% version of Celeste on a live stream. So that'll take probably a good 36 hours.
And I still know nothing about Celeste. I hear it's challenging.
It's a little difficult.
Okay.
It
has some difficulties. Now, at 15,000, we will record and release a commentary track for Avatar, not The Last Airbender, for the blue person one, on the bonus content feed for Max Fun members. Now, here's the thing about this.
Oh, my God, guys. Please do this for me. Please do this for me.
Observant listeners may know, Griffin and I have never seen it. Still.
Don't want to see it. It looks so fucking bogus.
Please, I need this.
And Justin has seen it and loves it. And so this would be
the first one. It's more, okay,
you love that you've seen it.
I love that I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I hate that you guys have it.
So it would be, this commentary will be mine and Griffin's first time watching it. Justin will have a lot of answers, answering to do when we hit 15,000.
So if you guys see the counter and it's at $14,999, maybe just think about wait until next
or skip over.
We're gonna need to figure out. It's occurring to me now. We're gonna need to figure out what our setup's gonna be, because if you guys are watching it where you record this podcast on, you will have watched Avatar.
Right.
But you won't have seen Avatar. You know what I mean?
Huge.
Like,
yeah.
You've got.
So this is the kind of energy Travis and I are going to have to contend with.
Maybe we'll rent out a movie theater.
Yeah.
Oh, now great. We're talking. We'll
listen, MaximumFun.org/join is the link you can go to. Genuinely, we are doing this. We've been doing this. This is our 14th Max Fun Drive. Because of the support that we continue to get from y'all, we've been able to start more shows. Taz exists because of the Max Fun Drive. We've done about a million times more video stuff in the last year than we have in all of the years previous, because we were able to hire a video editor and producer, and that is because of the Max Fun Drive. It is so important to us to continue to like grow and make cool stuff, and you are the ones who make that possible.
And just being completely frank, and you've probably noticed this if you read stuff, or heck, if you just listen to podcasts, the ad revenue side of our business has been really rough lately.
It's been rough
for everybody.
Mabimbam's weathered the storm okay, but if you listen to our other shows, you will notice some empty spaces where the ads used to go.
So we really now more than ever like really do need your support, and it really is. If you're somebody who makes stuff in this current climate, you know where we are at. So if you can support us and the people who work for us and the stuff that we make, it really is a huge help. So if you could do
MaximumFun.org/join. If you are able to do it at a screen right now, do it while you're thinking about it, because it really it makes this all possible.
By the way, if you can do $20 a month, where there's a bucket hat you can get. It's our games on the go kit. They're
it's a bandana that adorable. Turns into a chessboard.
I mean, come on.
Whoa.
Stop it.
And listen, you have three options as far as support goes. You can become a member. You can upgrade your membership. You can also boost your membership, which means maybe you're not ready to move up to the next level, but you can increase it by a couple bucks. Go for it. And on top of that, if you're already a member or you're not able to, just sharing links, talking about it, reminding people that it's Max Fun Drive, all that stuff helps.
Yep.
Thank I was stretching so when I said please just there. I didn't mean to sound
it
so like.
It did seem pretty desperate.
And pain.
Yeah.
But
maybe that energy works, though.
Yeah. Maybe that's someone likes that. Need. Maybe imagine me dangling off a bridge.
In the arms of a griffin.
All right.
Far
that's,
away.
Let's stop
we
this.
We need a picture of a crying griffin, some slow zooms.
I haven't cried since like high school, man.
Cold wreckage. Something like that.
Yeah.
And Edmund Fitzgerald.
Wait, why is he there?
It's the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald with Griffin McElroy. Okay. That's the sad ghost captain.
New question.
Okay.
New question. I desperately want to be friends with my dentist. I get my teeth cleaned every 6 months, and every time I go, my dentist and I get into great banter. We discuss what music we're into.
Proper bants.
Proper bants. Our similar upbringing. And we even have tattoos from some of the same artists. The problem is, every time I speak to the dentist, I'm in full teeth cleaning mode.
Yeah.
With the bib, the silly glasses, the women.
Sorry, no. You can't skip that.
The wet mouth and everything. There's never an appropriate moment to ask if he wants to hang out sometime. On top of that, the dental hygienist is always present while we're talking, which makes you feel even
weirder. Third wheel.
Yeah. Hey, can they clear out? Please, they're harshing the vibe.
I'm clean.
Emailing him or calling the office both feel wrong. Brothers, how can I invite my dentist to hang out without making it awkward? That's from Dental Dude Dilemma.
I could be at a cool guy make friends club.
Uh-huh.
I could be attending the 100th meeting of the cool guy make friends club, and I could show up and not know how to spearhead a conversation about making a cool friend with a cool guy.
Yeah.
You have asked us for advice on how to do this exact situation in the most socially dynamic, imbalanced, like, state that two human beings can possibly occupy.
You are both at an incredible imbalance of power and absolutely immobilized.
Absolutely.
No matter what stew you make at this point, you are going to be sitting in it.
Now, this is going to surprise you guys, but I'm going to beg to differ.
Oh no, God. Yeah, of course.
No, and here's why. As an adult, I would make the point, it is easier to find a new dentist than to make friends as an adult.
That's a really, 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 really good point, Travis.
So, here's what you're going to do. You're going to wait until one of those bands that you guys both like are in town.
Yes.
You're going to schedule a cleaning.
Ooh.
And then you're going to be like, hey, did you hear that they're coming? Wait, sorry, do you want to go?
Schedule a cleaning. Sorry. Real quick. Quick pause. You're going to schedule a cleaning. So you're going to say, you're going to call them. They're like, you just got your teeth cleaned this 2 weeks
hey,
ago.
Hey, Justin,
like,
no, there's going to be some machinations happening.
Say, okay, right. I needed some squid ink spaghetti and I need to get back in there. I don't know what to tell you.
And you're going to be like, yeah, do you want to go? You want to go? Like, I'm looking for somebody to go with. You want to go see the show? Boom. Friends.
Is it that feels romantic, and I don't know why that's true to me, but it feels really romantic.
But how do you navigate this ever? Like, right?
Listen, I have watched my children recently at a playground have this interaction with another child. Hey, do you want to be friends? Yeah. And what's your name? They don't even know.
Yeah.
They don't even know that. We build up all these barriers. It's
much easier to be a kid.
Like the tartar and black plaque building up on your
teeth. What are you teaching? Like, yes, I miss being a child too. It was much easier. Yeah. I wish I'd appreciated it.
So just ask your dentist, just like when they're done, be like, hey, feels great in there now, man. You want to be friends?
That's insane. That's not,
that's what you said is so wrong, Travis.
Travis, it doesn't
you
make
guys,
sense what
you
you're
oh,
saying.
Oh, your hearts are so hard.
It's like I, one
like
time
an
I
enamel around your heart is so hard. Ooh, I'm going to give you a love root canal.
Yeah.
Listen, if someone said to me, do you want to be friends? And I would instinctively say to them, what could that possibly mean? Because I don't know what I don't know what changes. You know what I mean? Like what?
Yeah.
What has shifted? Is there
you just know. Now you know. This you is, play, do you like me? No, yes or no? Yes.
Here's what's happened, Travis. You've played too many video games. Yes. And you're like, hey, we've built up a lot of relationship points.
Yeah.
Do you want to level our status from acquaintances to friends?
Yeah. The problem is that it rarely in video games stops there. And a lot of the time you'll be like, I got you a new broadsword. And they'll be like, get that dick out.
Here's all I'm saying. If this
I got
dentist,
you tickets to the Weezer concert.
Look
Let's
at this,
see
boys. Em. This isn't as big a risk as you think it is. Let me tell you why. This dentist is in your mouth. One of the top 5 worst orifices on your body, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they are choosing to continue a conversation with you, not about general service level stuff, but the tattoo artists that you share, the bands that you both like, your similar upbringing. This dentist also likes talking to you.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
You're right. You're right.
You're right. Of course, you're right. Then what? Travis, tell me and Justin are like little kids curled up at the foot of your rocking chair in front of the fireplace. Tell us how to make friends.
You need to revert back to like middle school asking someone out. A group of friends are getting together. We're going bowling tonight. You want to go? Or like something like that.
That's cool. That's cool. I have so many. That's cool. I'll tell you why that's cool. I have come to this concert with me and my friends. That's right. I've already got so many fucking friends.
Yeah.
So like, I don't need this. I don't need you, but I want to include
I'm
you
in I'm welcoming you in.
I'm welcoming
Travis,
you in.
Travis, if you were going to if you were capable of coming up with a good idea like that, why did you say the bad idea earlier? You make it so hard to trust you.
Because Justin, there needs to be dips. Sometimes it's in Trav Nation, starting to get a little restless. I'm going to throw a tournament. And now everyone's excited and happy again.
Yeah. That's true.
But I think you have to see it's important for us to swat down the stinkers.
Yeah.
That is, it's because you don't get to the gold if we're not swatting down stinkers.
Brainstorming, blue sky, baby.
Yeah,
this is how we make friends.
This is how we cook.
You guys, can you guys just talk for a second?
Oh, boy.
Dun, 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 dun. How?
All right.
So spooky.
Squad.
Ivan to munch.
Squad.
Ivan to munch.
Squad. Hey, Count. I love that you.
Welcome to Munch Squad. How dare you?
Okay, sorry, Count.
Welcome to Munch Squad, the podcast within the podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating.
I love that you waited so long to turn your camera on, because for a while I was like, who is this? What's going on?
I couldn't figure it out.
You couldn't figure it out?
I was having trouble figuring out the buttons to press.
Well, there's a million buttons in here. One of them dumps worms on you. The other one.
That's true.
I would love that.
Kill someone, and the rest of them don't do anything.
drive me absolutely bananas.
Worms?
Do you know about crypto, Dracula?
Beautiful, I mean, wigglers.
Count Donut, do you know about crypto?
What?
Do you know about crypto?
Is this like Boomer Jules?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry, okay, like never mind. He knows.
I wanted to tell you about some donut extreme happenings from Krispy Kreme. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Do you know him?
I killed him, actually.
Whoa!
I know. A lot of people are surprised by this. When
did
I
you turn him?
Sorry?
Did you turn him?
Turned him dead, yes.
Oh, okay.
Turned him from alive to not alive anymore.
How do you decide, Count Donut? I've always wanted... I can't believe I've ever asked you this because I've always wanted to ask a vampire. How do you decide which victims to kill and which ones to turn?
Yeah.
Well... If you're like me, you make a lot of mistakes. You turn people that you think at first are fun or maybe what you are lacking. So you're kind of a homebody and you turn someone who loves to go out and party. And at first you're like, maybe this is me.
And then
you realize, of course, you miss being at home. And this person, they love to go out. And so you stick them through the heart.
Oh, man.
It's tough to make a mistake. But this is a little extra life for them. They would not have otherwise received, I'm sure.
That's true. Extension.
It's a no-lose. It's a bonus. Look at these donuts.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
A lot of shit on them.
Yeah.
Yes. These are the The St. Patrick's Day collection is sure to make fans feel like they've hit the jackpot, including the Luck of the Rainbow donut. An original glazed donut dipped in green icing, rainbow explosion sprinkle blend, and topped with a butter cream cloud.
I have noticed a pattern
where
when donut companies are like, here's a set of like specially themed donuts, you can tell a design decrease in focus where they're like, this one, this is the rainbow. This is the cloud. And it's like, oh, this one, kind of swirling and sprinkling. This one, the thing. This one, there's some lines on it.
We'll put some green lines. St. Patrick's Day.
Hey! I needed to have four for the meeting?
There has to be one that an adult feels comfortable taking.
Okay, that's
good. You need a boring, restrained donut that says, yes, I am hungry, but I'm not a child.
Yeah.
There's a shamrock cookies and cream made with Oreo cookies and it's so appetizing. Listen, an unglazed shell filled with cookies and cream filling and made with Oreo cookies, then dipped in white icing and green drizzles and St. Patrick's fusion sprinkles.
Oh,
sure.
It's also just occurred to me. Why is cookies and cream always Oreo cookies and cream? It's never a different kind
because
of cookie.
Because cookies and cream is the off... This okay, I realized this. I was 317 years old before
Wait, you were under 1 year old?
No, 317 days and years. Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it was almost 318. I realized that cookies and cream, the flavor... It's just the off-brand way of saying Oreo.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because it's the cookie and the cream in the middle.
Yes, you're just that's why it's always, because if you can afford Oreo, go nuts. But who advertises?
And Count Donut, when did you realize what "not if I see you first" means?
Sorry,
"not if I see you first" is like if I see you, I'm gonna hide. And then they won't see you. When did you realize what that means?
Travis is on his own shit right now.
I was about to do a funny thing about Hydrox cookies, and you absolutely derailed.
I would still love to hear that joke, Count Donut.
Thank you. Which? Griffin?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Luck is meant to... Oh, sorry. This is Dave Scanna speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Luck is meant to be shared, and our colorful, fun, all-new St. Patrick's Day donuts will make everyone feel like they've found a pot of gold, says Dave Scanlon, Global Chief Brand Officer for Krispy Kreme.
What did he say they were? Cool, fun, cool, new?
They're colorful.
Fun, colorful, cool, fun, all new donuts.
Sexy.
Sexy. Fucking Dave Scanlon really knows how to unpack his adjectives, and
they're
I appreciate that.
All new donuts. This, can I say this? All new. There's four. why put so much pressure on ourselves?
Yeah.
We don't have to invent new donuts. There are many great ones.
There are also new designs, sure, Dave, but just it's looking the at them, they're donuts.
Now, I actually have another story from Krispy Kreme and involved Dave's scandal, but this one, you have to understand, I don't get too much news of your country. Just unless it's related to donuts. So okay. I came across this
one. Where do you live? Do you live in Transylvania, or is that like
a Trav Nation?
No, I would rather not dox. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Too many.
Sorry about that.
Steak happy adventure jockeys start poking around. Yeah. You know?
Sure, man.
So listen, Krispy Kreme celebrates Domocracy with two free original glazed donuts for all guests on Super Tuesday, March 5th.
Uh-huh.
Americans who elect to visit any Krispy Kreme shop throughout the United States on March 5th, Super Tuesday, can receive two free glazed donuts, no purchase necessary.
Encouraging everyone to vote, our primary role on Super Tuesday will be to sweeten your day, says Dave Skinner.
Hey, how is it going over there for you guys? It is seeming less than good.
It's been better. Yeah, for sure.
Krispy Kreme Super Tuesday offer is available nationwide, not just in states conducting primary elections.
So you're telling me on Super Tuesday, Krispy Kreme Donuts was giving away two donuts, no purchase necessary. Anybody who came in, did they the next day be like, what the fuck were we thinking?
What happened? We were so fucked up, guys.
So many donuts. They were really excited about people voting, but not so much that they would make them vote to get the donuts. You get the donuts regardless.
Okay.
But it seems, I don't know what it seems like they made too many.
They forgot what step two was going to be. Step one, people come in and get free donuts. Okay, now that we've got, they're leaving. Fuck.
Oh, I see the rest of the quote from Dave Skinner. It says, please, God, buy something else while you're here. We'll be ruined.
Take some napkins even, just anything.
For the love of God. Anyway, I hope you two did your part to celebrate Domocracy, says here.
Yeah, I mean, I live Domocracy. In D.C., so really, I celebrate Domocracy every time.
Can you imagine? And then they said, show how you're celebrating Domocracy and Super Tuesday with Krispy Kreme by using hashtag Krispy Kreme and tagging. Can you imagine seeing a dear friend, acquaintance, or family member who posts on their gram a picture of them enjoying two unglazed free donuts while they say, don't forget to vote, or do, but come get free donuts, hashtag Krispy Kreme. I would send help. I would send the Saint Bernard with the barrel of stuff around the neck to them. I would help them.
How many instances of election interference do you think Krispy Kreme is going to be responsible for when they're like, I tried to vote, but my fingers were too sticky. It slipped on the
screen. That's why it's unglazed.
I went with Marianne Williamson because of the glaze. I think that this was Krispy Kreme's plan the whole time.
I hate when they leave the pictures up too long because it makes me so hungry.
Hey,
and
Count
there is
Donut.
Not the Krispy Kreme for so far.
Count Donut, can I ask you a question? Turn, Mary, kill. Me, Griffin, and Dave Skinner.
I would rather put my head into a gigantic garbage disposal and slap the button until the whispers became screams, became quiet. Then do this game with you now.
Turn, marry, kill.
I also don't want to play this game.
I will cease the call. I'm looking at the counter. You have enough podcasts to not get fired. I will just leave.
So just please, if you had to say,
Do you know who pays my airfare to get over here to do this?
Is it Dave Skinner?
It's the Max Fund Drive.
Oh,
awesome. Yes, I wanted to say, please keep it coming. I really appreciate being able to come over here and kill different kinds of people that I don't get to at home. So thank you for your donations.
When you're When you're on the airplane, do you ever see Isaac the Child Chocolatier or the Riddle Master?
I don't. I'm not on the airplane.
But you just said they pay your airfare.
Yes, I have to ship the coffin. What's wrong with you? I have to ship the coffin. I buy a ticket for the coffin. I put the coffin in the seat.
Are you in the coffin?
No, I'm not in the coffin. That would be exhausting. No, I'm a bat. I fly along next to the
coffin.
So wait,
flying as a bat at the speed of a plane is less exhausting?
Oh, absolutely. If you're in the coffin, I'll be honest with you. If I'm not super sleepy, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it is weird.
If I'm like super tired and I want to get in and rest, that's good.
Do the like people who work for whatever airline you fly get annoyed at all of the you do Spirit Airlines?
Makes a lot of sense.
Spirit Airlines reliably moves crates of dirt from your castle to wherever it is that you're going to Huntington, right. I guess.
Yes, but they're going to charge you $74 to do it.
That's a pretty good deal. It's also to move a bunch of crates of dirt.
It's the spookiest name of an airline too.
That's true.
Except for Alaska. That is the only one that scares me more.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff so far.
Thank you.
Count Donut, it's good to see you.
Thank you. It was good to be.
Talk about the Max Fun Drive.
It feels wrong.
It does.
I have to go.
Goodbye, Count Donut.
I miss you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he died again.
He died.
Yeah. Oh, but his body is flailing around, unbuckling the cape. Oh, flipped off again.
Finger. There it is. It's the good stuff.
Just to keep a counter going.
Oh, it's stuck.
The cape is stuck. The cape stuck.
Justin's going to need special surgery to get his cape off.
Oh, no, the third flew off before.
Oh, fuck. Oh, ow. They're staying physically hurt. I'm feeling he's dying. Justin needs money for cape surgery. Please. Go to MaximumFun.org.
Please, you should be ready. Can't breathe.
The Velcro came off, so I had to cut a hole before I did this.
Yeah?
And now this bootleg hole I made has become irrevocably entwined.
Oh no.
Breathe, you did it. He's free. A real baby Jessica situation.
Yeah. Hi, Justin.
Hey.
Count Donut was here.
No shit.
Yeah, he was here. He did his stuff. It was great.
Amazing. Amazing. I'll tell you what makes that visit possible. This is funny. We actually pay his airfare over here.
Technically, that's true, Justin, but get this. He just puts a box of dirt with a coffin in it in a seat instead of putting it in the luggage area and sitting in the seat himself.
What's his favorite airline to fly?
Did he mention Spirit?
Oh, okay. It's also the scariest.
It's the scariest.
Yeah, scariest name. Yeah.
Except for Alaska.
Yeah, it's so wild, Juice. You guys are so like in sync.
It's
like
weird.
You guys are really
Is that why
like,
it works? Because you guys are in the drift?
Yeah, we sync to each other. And I am hungry for murdering now. It will pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now I would love to get a little killing done.
Can I tell you if you need to transport a body that's been Draculized, you could do no better than the Maximum Bag. What's that? Well, if you decide to support us at $35 a month here at the Max Fun Drive, you get all the stuff we've talked about before, the games on the go or the bucket hat, one of 40 enamel pins, you get a membership card, you get a million billion hours of bonus content, and then you get a tote bag, y'all, that is so fucking big. It is 27 by 35 big. Inches.
Irresponsibly big.
It's so outrageously big. It's big enough to fit all the bonus content in it. And that's saying something.
It's saying something. Even if we put it on cassettes, I think you could carry it all.
Listen, no matter what level, if you are able to support us, it genuinely not only means the world to us, but it makes this very, very much possible. Just even at $5 a month, you get all kinds of bonus content from every show throughout the history of time and space. You can hear the episode where we redid episode 400 on the blue carpet premiere of Escape to Margaritaville, except we switched each other's brothers who read which stuff, and also Matt Doyle was there and read every other celebrity who was there. Outrageous.
I just want to say, too, when we talk about like supporting us through the Max Fun Drive, I want to make it clear that support doesn't just support like my brother, me, Adventure Zone, Shanner, Sawbones, Wonderful, Still Buffering, and shows like that. It also allows us to choose candidates.
It goes to political candidates.
No. The rest of it is, if you like stuff like Monster Factory, if you like stuff like The Six Thumbs, One Heart, we've just premiered, and this is super secret, you can watch the real episode tomorrow, McElroy Family Clubhouse, on our YouTube channel. If you like Candle Nights, we're able to like do all that stuff because of support through Max Fun. It makes this our like primary jobs, like working on the graphic novels. Like, we got paid to do that, but it's a lot of work and a lot of time that we might not have if we had to, you know, have jobs not in this field outside of it.
Right.
Yeah. And it makes your support makes it so we could just spend all our time making you happy. And it is a beautiful gift that you have given us that we really, really appreciate. If you haven't donated before, maybe just try it. You know, $5 a month, MaximumFun.org/join. You go over there, type, click the shows you like, and see how it feels, because I bet it's going to feel pretty good.
And if you don't want to do like a recurring thing, you can pay a year up front also, if you're more comfortable with that would be more appealing to me. Then you can also do that at that same link, MaximumFun.org/join. There's a lot of ways that you can help out, and we really, really, we need it, and we appreciate it, and we appreciate you, and yeah.
Keep us on the air, please.
Keep us.
And the last thing I'll say is,
don't let them shut us down.
We do Max Fun Drive for 10 days. You can become a member anytime, but this is the time where, you know, we're going to be talking about it the most. We're able to say thank you directly, it's the time where you're going to get those rewards from the different tier levels that only happens during this 10-day period. So if you're like, oh, you know what? I've been meaning to do that. I've been thinking about it. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Don't let it drain out of your head and then you forget and you miss your chance to get these rewards.
And it's also a lot scarier if everybody waits. So if you would just go ahead and do it, that would be really nice. That's a
good point.
That would honestly, please, if you would just go do it right now, that would be really nice. That would feel really good.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It's a cub blanger. It blangs cubs nonstop. We're not going to bore you with a bunch of other shit here at the end.
I do want to say thank you though to like our editor Rachel.
Yes.
And like Sarah and Amanda, people who help us make all this show, all of this stuff. Because you're not just supporting us, you're supporting all the people who also support us to help us make these things, make them better, make them more often, all of that stuff. Like, there is a team of people that you are able to help support as well.
We pay Fungalore.
Yes.
Exorbitantly.
Yeah.
So too much. It's not cool.
Not cool, Fungalore. But you do, I mean, he gets results. Should we send up a wish?
We'll pop one out.
Okay. I'll do this one if you like. I wish flossing wasn't so boring.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad, square the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.